This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Milwaukee alderman is battling to block the bulldozing of two Milwaukee landmarks. Bob Bauman is pushing to preserve the Panther Arena and Miller High Life Theater with a historic preservation designation. His resolution goes before the Historic Preservation Commission next week. The final decision will rest with the Common Council. The Wisconsin Center District owns the sites and is exploring a convention hotel plan, leading to debate over the future of those buildings. Many want to save them for their history and charm. After nearly 40 years on the bench, Judge Jeffrey Wagner is retiring. The Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge plans to step down March 16th of next year. He was first elected in 1988 and re-elected last year. Governor Tony Evers will pick a replacement to serve through 2030. The state is taking applications for the job through November 21st. MPS wants to give you a J-O-B. Milwaukee Public Schools is hosting job fairs to find employees. The next one happens tonight from 5 to 7 at Obama High School. MPS says they have openings for teachers, substitutes, custodians, and food service workers. More job fairs are scheduled into December at schools across the city. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee's getting tougher on drivers who ignore their parking tickets. Starting Saturday, people with five or more tickets that are more than 60 days past due could have their car towed, even if it's parked legally. Alderman Scott Spiker says 39,000 vehicles could be eligible for a tow, adding up to more than $17 million in unpaid fines. Letters will go out soon warning those drivers. Enforcement will start after the first of the year. It's a happy day for fans of the Fonz. Milwaukee is throwing a party today for Henry Winkler's 80th birthday. The city is holding festivities at the Bronze Fonz statue downtown. It'll feature cupcakes, giveaways, and a community sing-along. Mayor Cavalier Johnson will proclaim the day Henry Winkler Day. The actor will send a video greeting. The popularity of the statue has people in Kenosha also trying something similar. A bar there is attempting to raise funds for a statue of Kenosha native Al Molinaro, who played Al DeVecchio on Happy Days. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 53 for a high this afternoon. Clouds increase tonight, our low down to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.